calling Doris and Shane with Eastern from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. I'm really tired. Yesterday, and I don't know why I'm so tired even a day after this, but yesterday I took the Greenway hike, and I unfortunately didn't time it, but I did verify that I did the whole thing in from the time I left here to the time I got back in under 2.5 hours. How much under, I'm not sure, which is just shy of 10 miles. But, I mean, I was walking really fast. I really think I did my best time. I really do think I easily beat the Greenway itself in comfortably under 2 hours. And I think what this should do is encourage you that my commitment to live, to do what I can, to live to be 90, is being fulfilled. Because I don't see a bunch of other guys my age walking the Greenway like I do. I actually do see one other gentleman who is older. I don't know if he's older than me or not, but you know, it's a rarity. And of course, finding young people to do that, no. The thing that happened Saturday is my friend Chris came over. We did a hike then too, and that was modest. That was only Johnson Woods, a place that you may recall that you've been to. We hike a trail there. It's basically the same length as the Greenway, except I do it round trip. Round trip there is half, anyway, 4.2 miles. But afterwards, he was given a box of steaks, and so we had a couple of filet mignons together. You know, and a meal tastes so much better when it's shared. And I do enjoy sharing a meal with Chris, because we have some delightful conversation. We talk about what it is to know the Lord, to be obedient to Him, and things of that nature. And we encourage each other what it is to love the ladies of our lives, even though there are strains. And a very interesting point was, you know, we discussed the question of, well, I asked more like for Chris, because at least he sees his wife, you know, how he would change. Would he still have the level of conviction if there was reconciliation? And let me state, I think quite firmly, that any opening, you'll find the level of conviction that I have now has increased radically, and it's not going to change. I have confidence in that. I'd like to prove it to you. Dorothy Jane, I do love you. I love you very much.